Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. No! You're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. Layla is off today. Clay Harbor, the 9-year NFL vet, is in her place today. And we are excited right now to talk to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Mike, it is Saturday NFL season, and the Bears and Packers have one on Saturday night. What's going on, man?
Oh, can't wait for that one. And it's good that they had two games scheduled for the day so that they could pick the better one to put it in prime time. Commanders-Eagles can get tucked into the late afternoon window. That was a smart move by the NFL. Bears-Packers getting together 13 days after their prior game with just as much, if not more, riding on it this time around. The one seed, the division championship. Maybe the loser has a hard time getting to the postseason. High stakes, high drama, and great opportunity for the Bears to settle the score.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We are pumped up about it. It's all we're talking about, obviously. But you just brought up something in my brain, and that is, yeah, the Eagles and Washington. I mean, of course, I think that people could have expected, it's just the way it works in the NFL, a little bit of a fallback for the Philadelphia Eagles and the hangover and all that. But the Washington thing, man, this year, what a and I realize injuries have played a big part, but what a colossal fall off. Do you think they're more like they are this year or more like they were the previous year?
Yeah, I think that the issue in Washington is too much of the roster is older, too many guys on one-year deals, too much focus on players whose best days may be behind them. And with Jaden Daniels, anytime you see a young quarterback come in and take the league by storm the way he did last year, defensive coordinators who will be facing that team the next year, they spend so much time trying to come up with ways to slow him down. And the other reality is Jaden Daniels is kind of slight. He's not very thick, and he doesn't have that natural suit of armor that quarterbacks who have a little more meat on their bones will possess, and that has a cumulative effect with all the hits you take. Multiple injuries this year, multiple games missed, and he never really got going. The team never really built on last year. There were issues with defense. Dan Quinn eventually took over the play calling, and we see it all the time. You know, the Bears in 84 getting to the NFC Championship game was the precursor to the next step. That's not necessarily the case for everyone. You can take a big step back, and that's what the Commanders did this year. And they got a lot of soul-searching doing. It's good that they won a game this past weekend. 8 losses in a row. If they hadn't won a game, if they had finished with an 11-game losing streak, at a minimum, you're going to have people wondering what the future should be for Dan Quinn. And I think already the way it's cratered this year, if they have another experience like that next year and we get toward the end of the season, we're putting together a hot seat list, I don't know how he avoids it if next year is more like this year than last year.
Going on, Mike, to the rivalry that is now brewing within this Green Bay-Chicago series is something the Bears are not familiar with, which is an actual quarterback rivalry when you talk about Jordan Love and Caleb Williams. I'm excited to see that develop, but I'm also seeing this void that's about to be there when Aaron Rodgers does finally quit playing football of a league-wide villain. You know, Brady has been that guy. Rodgers has been that guy. Just the guy that other cities' fan bases love to hate. Is there a chance here, because it seems like there's already a lot of naysaying going on when it comes to Caleb Williams, for Caleb Williams, if the Bears are going to be good, to step into that role as the league villain?
You know, I hadn't thought about that. I don't know whether he will embrace it the way that Rodgers has the last 4 years. He kind of took a deliberate heel turn in 2021. Before that, I think he was very concerned about not doing anything that would make anyone upset with him other than Bears fans, obviously. But he's morphed into this figure that is extremely polarizing. Caleb Williams came into the league with kind of a polarizing edge to him, and it was easy for his haters to dismiss him based on last year. But when you see what he's becoming and the throws he can make, we spent a lot of time today on PFT Live talking about his throw to DJ Moore, doing the side-by-side of that and Montana to Clark. And as soon as the play happened, as it was unfolding, I said to Jason Garrett, Montana to Clark. The thing that I hadn't realized, and Chris Sims pointed this out, Montana was at about the 11-yard line when he threw the ball. Caleb was back at the 29. That thing was a freaking laser. I mean, what a throw. And he makes throws like that, and he can play like that. And he's got a hell of a ceiling, and you match him up with Ben Johnson. This is a team, and, you know, we've just seen bits and pieces and windows and snippets the last 50 years where the Bears are good. The 85 team never really sustained and achieved the way that we thought they would. They could be laying the foundation for something pretty special, and we're kind of seeing it unfold in real time.
Just to clarify, I want you to know, because I don't, you probably haven't seen it yet, but Shady McCoy was talking about him not being good and Shadour having a chance to be better than him before the game. Then he kind of doubles down after. Well, on TikTok, which I know you're becoming a big star on, Caleb Williams actually reposted someone else making an edit of the Shady sound and saying The Rock when he says shut up and then fill in the blank. Basically, he's seems to, like, to me, he is embracing that role as wanting to be petty and be all the things that you would need a villain type to be.
And look, every team that's successful has that one guy that the opponents hate, but the fans would not imagine being without, and the teammates love him. And he's not chippy on the field, but if he's going to lean into some of this stuff, and it makes things a little more spicy. You know, the games are what they are, but we got to get through the hours and the days and the months and the weeks between games sometimes. And if you have personalities that aren't bashful about taking the flack that comes with mixing it up, then yeah, it makes everything more interesting. It gives us stuff to write about and talk about in the off season, and that's always good.
Since we're talking about a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, Mike, I want to ask you, these last 2 weeks, Aaron Rodgers, 46-61, 508 yards, 4 touchdowns. The guy looks like he's playing some pretty good football. Do you think they got a chance to beat the Lions this week? And obviously the Lions under Dan Campbell, first in yards per play, third in points scored since he's taken over the play calling. Because in Chicago, we have a vested interest in the Lions losing this week. Because if we win, Lions lose, Bears guarantee themselves a spot in the dance.
Well, Aaron Rodgers has had some pretty significant games at Ford Field. 10 years ago, it was that Hail Mary on a Thursday night. So he didn't get a chance to play the Bears. He's getting the chance to play the Lions. He'll relish that opportunity. And with the Steelers, and I see this from time to time with them, I've been in and around Pittsburgh my whole life. I'm 100 miles south of Acrisure Stadium right now. Whenever it seems to bottom out, that's when they find a way. When you think it's hopeless, when you think it's just done, that's when the turn happens. And we saw it in the game against the Ravens that they benefited from 3 bad calls. That's the thing about bad calls. They're bad for one team, good for the other. They benefited from those calls. They got a win that maybe they shouldn't have gotten. They overpowered the Dolphins on Monday night, and here we go. And will it surprise me if they go into Detroit and beat the Lions? No, because you never know what Lions team you're going to get. They're capable of playing at a very high level, but they haven't put it together nearly enough this year. So it's been fun to watch Rodgers late in the season. The Steelers kind of left for dead after getting embarrassed at home by the Bills. And here we go again, another non-losing season, another playoff berth on the immediate horizon, and something they haven't done since 2016. The longest stretch they've ever gone without winning playoff games since the first time they won a postseason game in 1972. 9 years, it could end this season.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah, and that amazingly, that's against the Chiefs pre-Patrick Mahomes, just to accentuate the point. Does that matter to ownership at all in Pittsburgh? That they keep winning every year, and that's pretty cool. That keeps people somewhat happy, but not for that organization to not have won a playoff game since 2016, to me, is jarring, Mike.
Well, there's always a disconnect between what the fans think the objectives of their favorite team are and what they really are. And part of the grift, and it is a grift to a certain extent, you got to convince the people that you're trying to win the Super Bowl every year, because that keeps the stadium full. That keeps people buying overpriced stuff, beer and food and shirts and hats and parking. And it keeps you relevant. You know, Jimmy and Jenny have on their Christmas wish list the jersey of their favorite Steeler, not the jersey of the favorite Pirate or Penguin. So you want to be relevant as long as you can. And if you torment yourself because you didn't win the Super Bowl, you're not going to be happy very often. But if you look at the balance sheet, hey, things are going pretty well. And the Steelers have been making a ton of money, as most teams are. You almost have to try. It's like a Brewster's Millions exercise to not make money in the NFL. But the difference this year, when they make the trade for DK Metcalf and they pay him a market level contract, which they had never done to someone who hadn't played for the team before. They'd paid market value to guys on the team. They've never paid that kind of money to somebody who hadn't. And then they wait around for 2 months for Aaron Rodgers. And then they do the trade for Jalen Ramsey. They're showing signs, not of desperation, but of an aggressiveness we usually don't see from the Steelers. And it makes me think that at some level, ownership has decided enough is enough with this not getting past the first round of the playoffs. So if they don't this year, that raises an interesting question. And look, after the Bills lost, Ben Roethlisberger lit the fuse on the idea of a mutual parting. I don't know what's going to happen in Pittsburgh, but if they get to the playoffs and win a playoff game, I know what won't happen. Mike Tomlin won't be leaving.
That's a good point, and that's usually how these things go. Mike Florio, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, on with us here as he is every week on Raheem Harris and Grody Clay Harbor in for Layla today. Mike, let's talk about the Chiefs. Let's talk about the coaching carousel that's about to commence. I mean, I know Andy Reid's safe, but it seems like some type of era of Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, is ending with the fact that they are now eliminated from playoff contention.
Well, and it's stunning when you consider the 7 years before 2025, when Patrick Mahomes was the starter. The floor for the Chiefs was losing in the AFC Championship in overtime. So they were at least tied at the end of every AFC Championship game for seven straight years. That's how good they've been, and that's how far they've fallen. I think that roster needs a ton of work on both sides of the ball, and Andy Reid should be the coach of the Chiefs for as long as he wants to. But it's one thing as you get deeper into your 60s to ride a wave that is taking you from one Super Bowl to the next. When you get to a point where it's like, I don't know how many years this is going to take. They asked Pete Carroll earlier this week if he thinks the Raiders are in rebuild mold, and he said yes. And it's like, well, if you're in your mid-70s, you're going to hang around for 5 years while they rebuild this thing. Like, if you're Andy Reid and you're going to be 68 in March, do you want to put in the time necessary to get back? Maybe he does, but I think it's a natural spot for him to ask himself whether it's time. He may decide it's not, but I think it's a natural spot now that the curtain has fallen on the first wave of this Chiefs dynasty, and as they regroup and prepare for what could be a second wave, is it time to pass the baton, or does he stay there to preside over kind of the rebuilding of this? And if they do rebuild it, then just let it keep riding. And, you know, don't look now, but he's he's moving up the all-time wins list. And if he keeps going, he'll pass Bill Belichick and he'll catch Don Shula. It all comes down to how long he wants to do it and how long he's physically able to do it. Remember, when George Halas retired, it wasn't because he wanted to. It was because he could no longer physically chase the officials up and down the field to yell at them when they gave him a bad call.
So, Mike, I see you got the Bears at 7 and the Packers at 10 in your power rankings, Pro Football Talk's power rankings, week 16. So does that mean you got the Bears to win the game this Saturday night?
My power rankings are never a predictor. And they're more of an homage to the old days of the AP and UPI poll. That's how old I am. I remember when it was AP, UPI, and there were only 20 teams, not 25. And so, you know, you win, you move up, you lose, you go down. I don't know who I'm going to pick for Saturday night, but hey, that game at Lambeau Field, the Bears were in it right until the end. You give them the home field advantage, and the Packers without Micah Parsons. If you watched that game on Sunday, the moment he left with the non-contact knee injury that anyone that pays attention to football knows, that's probably an ACL tear. The wind comes out of the team. I think it's going to be very hard for them to mentally get over the fact that this guy who quickly became the heart and soul of the roster is gone now. I think that's going to be a factor on Saturday night. It's going to be very hard to overcome that. And when you look at what the Bears have done since starting 0-2, they won every game but one, and they understand what's in front of them. It's going to be hard to pick against the Bears. I have until tomorrow to make my official pick, but it's going to be very hard to pick against the Bears.
I think you're on the right track. And I got a texter here, too, for you, Mike. And I thought the same thing from the 708. Love the Brewster's Millions reference. But I wonder how many people miss that. That is from Dodger Boy, a great vehicle for one Richard Pryor back in the day.
Never going to miss a Richard Pryor reference. Never.
Well, look, I continue to make the same references I've always made. And I acknowledge that the number of people who will get it is going to shrink all the time. Right. I made a reference over the week, and let's see if anyone gets this.
Yeah.
When I saw Philip Rivers in his Colts uniform before the game on Sunday, I said he looks like he's getting ready to play in the Taft-Bakersfield rematch. Now, if you get that one, congratulations. You're old.
I got nothing. Anybody in the room? Anybody?
I didn't get the first one. I was one of the guys.
Clay's the youngest one amongst us, Mike. That's what you need to understand.
Yeah, I'd be
there's a great movie from 1986 with Robin Williams and Kurt Russell called The Best of Times. And the whole premise of the movie is they replay a high school game 15 years later because Robin Williams' character, Jack Dundee, dropped what would have been the game-winning pass. So he's obsessed with putting this game back together. So it's a bunch of guys who haven't played football in a long time. And in uniform, they look like Philip Rivers did on Sunday.
So how long do you think the Philip Rivers experiment lasts then? Is this going to be the season and then that's it? Go back to your family of 15?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it was just the planets lined up. And I also believe in hindsight, when they lost Anthony Richardson before the week 6 game with that freak accident in the locker room where an exercise band snapped and he got hit in the eye and broke his orbital bone, when they didn't make a move for a veteran quarterback, they had 22 days before the trade deadline. When they didn't do that, I think their emergency option from that point on always was, if Daniel Jones, who's had multiple serious injuries over the course of his career, if he suffers a season-ending injury, we're going to activate the Philip Rivers bat signal. I think he was on board with it. He talks to Shane Steichen all the time. They run the same offense at the high school where he's coaching, and I think that was always the plan. And it's amazing how close they came to winning that game on Sunday against the Seahawks, although it was the ultimate trap game for the Seahawks. If you can say they're bringing out a 44-year-old quarterback who hasn't played in 5 years. I think if the Seahawks were ever going to have a letdown, it was then, but they still won that game.
Good stuff, Mike. Don't ever let anybody tell you that your references aren't great. Even if we have to look, things are easier to look up in this day and age than they've ever been.
Take it to TikTok. I want Brewster's Millions references on TikTok. That's what I want
awesome.
From you.
Thank you, guys.
See you, Mike. That is Mike Florio from at Pro Football Talk. That's where you can follow him on X. He is the creator and editor and chief of Pro Football Talk. Joins us every week here on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score. Coming up next on the program, what did the Bears learn from the loss to the Green Bay Packers? We will discuss next on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.